I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump is facing some serious blowback on his remarks about the alleged killing of Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. This just hours after the news of their deaths. And the criticism is from both political parties, critics and allies alike. Trump is saying that Reiner's anger toward the president led to the deaths. Is this just normal Trump process and excusable, or is this not only inappropriate, but is uttered by a sick man? Let's go through it. Lawmakers and celebrities of opposing views politically are condemning the president after the alleged killings Trump took to social media, saying Reiner had died, quote, due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome. In essence, he made the murders about him. And then he repeated it a day later in the Oval Office.
Well, I wasn't a fan of his at all. He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned.
Speaking about himself in the third person, and went on to explain his self-admitted hatred for Reiner, as he has for all his critics.
The Russia hoax, he was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
Not a word of condolence for the survivors. And it needs to be noted, police have arrested and charged Reiner's son, whom they say had long-standing drug problems, seeming to have nothing to do with Trump. It might also be noted that after the tragic murder of Charlie Kirk, the Trump administration sought to go after Kirk critics. There were deportations. There were threats to go after people's IRS records. Jimmy Kimmel comments were taken out of context and forced ABC to take him off the air for a couple of days. The Washington Post pointed out at the time it was a significant departure for the conservative movement, which has championed free speech. Now, Republican Congressman Thomas Massey says, regardless of how you feel about Rob Reiner, this is inappropriate and disrespectful discourse about a man who was just brutally murdered. And former Trump loyalist Marjorie Taylor Greene wrote, this is a family tragedy, not about politics or political enemies. Democrats? Well, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy says he's just lost it, now saying, quote, Rob and Michelle Reiner caused their own murder because they did not support him? So sick. California Governor Gavin Newsom said this is a sick man. House member Maxwell Alejandro Frost says, what a despicable piece of garbage. And Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren says the party needs to condemn him. So that leads to questions. Will his party condemn him? Will J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, on down the line, what will they say about this? Is what he said hypocritical? Is it appropriate to make the killing of two people, presumably by their son, a political issue and targets of spite, especially right after their deaths? Is Senator Murphy right? Has Donald Trump lost it? Will the independent voters who ultimately elected Trump wonder about their selection? Will it hurt the GOP in the midterms? Is Gavin Newsom right? Is the president just a sick man? Any sense here? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.